I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, December 1st, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. So we will continue where we left off yesterday. But first, obviously we have some business to attend to. And so we shall. Announcements. Perhaps you've heard RBN is having a book drive. We're holding a book drive, the John Stabmiller book drive. And so now through January 8th, donate $100 or more for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stabmiller himself. I keep saying it, it's a great gift idea, and it still is. Obviously, there's still time, which is another part of the business. We have just a few days left until Christmas, 24 days, 31 days until New Year's. And so it's getting down to the wire. Actually, if we're being completely accurate, we're looking at about 23 days, 14 hours, 56 minutes or so until Christmas. But who's counting, you know? So donations received before November, or excuse me, after November 1st are eligible for the book drive. And winners will be announced every Sunday evening during hour two of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. Entrants who do not win will carry over into the next week's drawing. So the sooner you donate, the greater your odds. Congratulations to previous winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Angry. And thank you, as always, to everyone, including the winners and everyone, for your generous support of the network. This network exists because of your support. And so I think that's personally a testament. I think it's a testament to our greatness in America. Still, we haven't We haven't lost our minds completely yet. Some of us haven't, anyway, right? Week 4 of the book drive, this week's book, Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza by Craig Roberts. And so visit republicbroadcasting.org for further details. Like I said, 24 days until Christmas, 31 days until New Year's. And so we're getting down to the wire. I've been doing movies also. Might as well get that business out of the way. We'll do that up front so that we can get to the other stuff. So there's the countdown. Today's movie, I'm going with The Ultimate Gift. So, it is kind of The Ultimate Gift. The Ultimate Gift, which was released back in 2007, starring all kinds of folks. James Garner, Brian Dennehy, Lee Merriweather, Bill Cobbs, Drew Fuller, Abigail Breslin was an adorable young lady, and Allie Hillis. Those are kind of the main characters. It's based on the novel by Jim Stovall, who also plays the limo driver in the movie. And speaking of my countdown list, Bill Cobbs also starred in Dear Secret Santa. So if you haven't seen the movie, fair warning up front, you should probably bring plenty of tissue. And so there's that. You can watch it on Plex for free. I actually went to the trouble of downloading a copy. Well, not actually downloading. I ripped a copy and stuck it on my own server because, you know, ordinarily I wouldn't do this and wouldn't say anything, but the ads on Plex are horrible. Those evil ads. I don't think that anyone should be subjected to that. I don't know. I guess it's a real product that's being advertised, but I mean, really evil. I can't understand why anybody with any sort of conscience would allow that to happen, you know, especially for that kind of a movie to air the ads that Plex is airing. If you watch the movie on the site instead of, you know, through your own media server or whatever. The ads are atrocious. So I grabbed a copy and actually had to go to the trouble of merging the audio and video files. And while I was at it, I grabbed the closed captioning file. So that's in there too. And you can actually download that as well, the VTT file for closed captioning or subtitles. So anyway, I'll leave a link to that in today's description, which I will make sure that we post. So we get all of that out of the way. I want to get back to kind of where I was yesterday, where we left off in documents. And sort of get that out of the way as well, because this time of year, it's, you know, this is, I think it's important any time of the year, but particularly depressing and not in keeping with the season, if you will. So We'll do that real fast. So yesterday I talked about a couple of documents in particular. And so we'll get back to that. Adducing information, interrogation, science and art, foundations for the future. Interrogation, science and art, foundations for the future. So I mentioned the names in the document. You know, a number of folks, including Goldman Sachs executives. Why are folks at Goldman Sachs involved in this kind of work? Why is Randall Fort, vice president of, at Goldman Sachs, why is he involved in interrogation techniques, educing information? And most of us, when we hear this, we think, you know, extracting information, but educing is a title that is used for a very purposeful reason. And it's, again, I would call it a neologism. And in this case, it's being employed for, among other reasons, not only for output of information, but also input. So not only to extract and not really to extract, and that's something that's addressed in the document actually, but also to manipulate human behavior. It turns out this is a very effective means. So diving right back into that, these members of the Intelligence Science Board, who include bankers and Harvard University professors and so forth. It's a very curious hodgepodge of folks. And as I mentioned yesterday, the collection of documents very much resembles Biderman and Zimmer's The Manipulation of Human Behavior. So this is kind of an updated version of that, which is kind of the public version of the Kubark Counterintelligence Manual from 1963, which was released publicly in 1997. And it's a big part of the subject matter and the kind of a focal point of this document, in fact. And that sort of centers around Stephen Kleinman's review, Kubark Counterintelligence Interrogation Review, Observations of an Interrogator, Lessons Learned and Avenues for Further Research. And so that's an interesting subject. So I mentioned the prologue, Robert A. Fine's prologue. And so just giving the background, I'm going to sort of back up and we'll just start this from kind of the beginning. Research on interrogation techniques. So Robert Fine writes, world events in post-war, in the post-war period shifted U.S. government attention to the techniques that other countries might apply against U.S. personnel. The rise of the Soviet Union as a world power and the birth of the People's Republic of China led to widespread concern about Soviet and Chinese interrogation capacities. These concerns were highlighted by a number of communist show trials and public confessions of a few captured servicemen during the Korean War. A national debate ensued at the conclusion of hostilities in Korea. How could one understand U.S. servicemen who confessed, quote-unquote, to dropping bombs filled with germs on civilian populations, events that didn't occur? I find it astonishing that anyone, you know, who is not just patently evil could write things like this. Are you that compartmentalized? Maybe you are. But, you know, anyone with an internet connection can discover things that I think would challenge just about every point of legitimacy that is made in a document like this. So, I love my country and my countrymen, but I'm not naive to the fact that there are folks who seem to have no allegiance to God or country, who have, shall we say, gone rogue, and they depend and rely upon the naivete of the rest of us, generally speaking. And I believe in many cases they know. And you can tell. You can hear it in how they give speeches. You can tell that they are all in because they're compromised and they're playing a role. All the world's a stage and they're an actor in it or on it. And that's, I think, in large part why you hear and you see so many of these folks lean so heavily into their the sort of caricaturization of the role that they're playing. I mean, they, in many cases, it seems they fancy themselves Hollywood stars. Politicians in particular. And those others in the political fray. So I think it's, you know, it's difficult to take someone serious who would write these things. Either you're just a hardened criminal, an old school bad guy, or you're dangerous to the point, you're naive to the point of being dangerous. So I digress. Continuing. Were these men traitors, or had they been brainwashed, quote-unquote, a term popularized by Edward Hunter in 1951? The general U.S. public and researchers alike wondered whether the Russians and or the Chinese, possibly building on behavioral conditioning techniques developed by scientists such as Ivan Pavlov, had developed scientific technologies for interrogation. You know, and again, where do you draw the line? There are so many high profile folks who got caught up in the McCarthyite era. Eustace Mullins said that Joe McCarthy was a useful idiot, but it's interesting, you know, it seemed that the term was being used, you know, that people were being accused of being communist as just kind of a political stunt. And I'm sure in some cases that was true, but I think more, you know, you have folks like Myron Fagan, for example, who, I mean, apparently there was something to what was going on, because it was, I mean, if you listen to Myron Fagan's or read Myron Fagan's work, you see there are a number of folks, you know, all of the Hollywood A-list essentially was caught up in the scandal. But then that blew over in time, I guess, didn't it? We'll be right back.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Welcome back. What does this have to do with Christmas? This is depressing. Well, I think it speaks to the manipulation of human behavior. And again, you know, you have the subject of belief and all of that this time of year. So we took a break from all of that, I think. I think we sidestepped it entirely with the movie that I mentioned today. If you decide to watch it, The Ultimate Gift, I think it's, you know, if you're going to watch something, hopefully that gives us some perspective. And I think we can all see ourselves and maybe the worst of ourselves in movies like that or stories like that from time to time. And seeing how important it is to, I don't know. You know, there are the cliches that float, be the change you want and those kinds of things, which, you know, most of that is hijacked and advanced by bad guys because they want you to actually parrot the change that they advocate, because most people don't have their own vision. So Hosea said, because of lack of knowledge in some translations, lack of vision, which is echoed in other places, my people perish. Anyway, so back to this book and understanding the ways that some folks want to mess with our heads. So the general U.S. public and researchers alike wondered whether the Russians and or the Chinese, possibly building on behavioral conditioning techniques developed by scientists such as Ivan Pavlov. And this sort of, you know, in a way, I think this really sidesteps all of the research that had already been done. You know, we go back to a point, but the work of Ivan Pavlov coming forward, you know, this stuff had been researched for, say, 100 years before the Kubark counterinterrogation manual was published. And so that really is kind of a point that should be a focal point, but it's kind of skipped over in going back to the Crusades, for example, which, again, you know, that to me speaks to Revelation 13. We have no idea the kind of unspeakable horror that people have been studying. Why is it so important to do this? This research that has been gathered and assembled over, call it, the last 1,000 years. You know, you think these people have unbelievable scientific methods to get people to say and do whatever. And we've seen that in the last 20 years in the, you know, post 9/11 era. But it's not just that. It, as you will see, it draws on research from the last 1,000 years or so. It really does. So why is this so important? And it is admittedly evil when you read this document and the documents that it contains, the abridged documents. So why is that so important? I think it's a question that begs repeating and ruminating on. So what kinds of mind control techniques were being employed from behind the Iron Curtain and bamboo curtains? Concerns about communist interrogation methods led to substantial U.S. government research programs in the 1950s, and that's kind of what I mean. We had substantial research programs around the turn of the 20th century. What about that? Into the nature and practices utilized by the Soviets and Chinese. These studies were essentially defensive in nature, quote unquote. I like how the quotes, defensive in nature. Their goal was to learn about the interrogation behaviors of adversaries in order, got to have the explainer, in order to equip U.S. servicemen with needed defensive capabilities, right? So, we will continue on when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Welcome back. All right. Continuing with this fun Christmas theme. Okay, maybe not. So these studies were essentially defensive in nature, quote unquote. Their goal was to learn about the interrogation behaviors of adversaries in order to equip U.S. servicemen with needed defensive capacities. But again, you know, this kind of pretext is laughable, really. You know, pick up a copy of Edwin Black's War Against the Weak, and you quickly begin to realize that there was no mystery, and what was being studied, much of it was exported before the wars. And, you know, for that matter, again, Anthony Sutton proved that materiel and financial support were vital and essential to the war in the first place and the continuation of it in the form of the Cold War and so on. So continuing, noted social scientists and physicians who were affiliated with the military and the intelligence community. Same thing happening now, obviously, with the backdrop of these folks involved. Including Arthur Biderman, Robert J. Lifton, Edgar Schein, Lawrence Hinkle Jr., and Harold Wolff conducted studies of servicemen who had been prisoners of the communist Chinese and examined the experience of persons subjected to Soviet interrogations. Respected professional organizations such as the Group for the Advancement of Psychiatry sponsored scientific meetings at which topics relating to interrogation were explored and discussed. Articles in distinguished professional journals such as the American Medical Association's Archives of Neurology and Psychiatry described Soviet and Chinese interrogation methods and techniques in detail. You know, to me, this is kind of like, I don't know, circulating the Manhattan Project plans in every major public library in America. Oops, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't have done that. And so I guess we won't do that anymore. Now that the damage is done, you know, what could possibly go wrong? Oops, nobody saw that. We didn't foresee that happening. So several scholarly books were published on interrogation, such as The Manipulation of Human Behavior, a series of essays that explain scientific knowledge about interrogation. Again, a forerunner of this document itself. And Coercive Persuasion, a study of servicemen captured by the Chinese. The overwhelming conclusion of these studies was that the Soviets and the Chinese were using traditional police state methods of extracting information from their prisoners. Hinkle and Wolff's The Methods of Interrogation and Indoctrination Used by the Communist State Police, Bulletin of the New York Academy of Medicine, pages 609 and 610, they wrote, in no case is there reliable evidence that neurologists, psychologists, psychiatrists, psychologists, or other scientifically trained personnel have designed or participated in these police procedures. It's interesting that we have to have this disclaimer in here too. There is no evidence that drugs, hypnosis, or other devices play any significant role in them. Effects produced are understandable in terms of the methods used. There is no reason to dignify these methods by surrounding them with an aura of scientific mystery or to denote them by terms such as menticide or brainwashing, quote unquote, which imply that they are scientifically organized techniques of predictable effectiveness. But again, you need only to go back, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years and see that you have, you know, again, the work of Pavlov and Wundt and Skinner and Trotter and Laban. You know, all of these guys that were writing extensively on the subject, Mr. Crowd Psychology himself, Gustave Le Bon, for example, to see that it is actually a scientifically organized technique. And for Pete's sake, Edward Bernays wrote Propaganda, which I would say summarily rebuts the assertion that is made when Bernays wrote in the opening words of chapter one, the opening words of the book Propaganda in 1928, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we've never heard of. I would say that rejects the assertions made to the contrary in this and preceding documents. It's an absurd insinuation to say that this is not being done. And again, you know, John in Tennessee reminds us of chapter 4 of Bernays's propaganda, the psychology of public relations. And that's, you know, the definition of this new propaganda is made in chapter 3. So, you know, propaganda has a bad name. We need to reboot this. So we'll just change the name of it and we'll call it public relations, but it's the same old thing. Bernays says new activities call for new nomenclature. The propagandist who specializes in interpreting enterprises and ideas to the public and vice versa has come to be known by the name of Public Relations Council. And now we have what? The Council on Foreign Relations, don't we? Good times. Chapter 4, The Psychology of Public Relations, Bernays opens and he writes, "The systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society." I'm pretty sure that includes organized techniques of predictable, scientifically organized techniques of predictable effectiveness, which is rejected by these, you know, folks as a backdrop of this document. And it's ironic because later on it's disclosed that, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy, and actually these things have been used offensively. And we, you know what, we do know actually it goes a lot further back than Gustave Le Bon. So, but, you know, you got to make the disclaimer up front to sort of set the tone and do the little Jedi mind trick. You know, these are not the droids you're looking for. Oh, okay, these aren't the droids that we're looking for. So the systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. The systematic study, that sounds scientifically organized, like scientific organized techniques of predictable effectiveness to me, if I'm not mistaken. Trotter and Le Bon, who approached the subject in a scientific manner, and Graham Wallace, Walter Lippmann, and others who continued with searching studies of the group mind, established that the group has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual and is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology. Wasn't it Carlin who said, you know, people are great, crowds and groups are awful? Paraphrasing, obviously. So the question naturally arose, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? Again, that seems to rebut the assertion that there's no basis or evidence to in history to suggest that, and as Hinkle and Wolf put it, no reason to dignify these methods by surrounding them with an aura of scientific mystery or denote them by terms such as menticide or brainwashing, which imply that they are scientifically organized techniques of predictable effectiveness. That's exactly what they are. But these guys know that. So, you know, you have to preface before you admit to the crime or legalize the crime in advance. Efforts to improve interrogation practices. Ah, here we go. At the same time as researchers and scientists were studying interrogation from a defensive perspective, officials in the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, began a series of explorations about offensive interrogation, offensive quote-unquote. Why do they find it necessary to use quotes when using the words offensive and defensive, Dubose. Throughout the 1950s and into the 1960s, the CIA-sponsored studies designed to explore how drugs, LSD for example, sensory deprivation, and hypnosis might be used as techniques to elicit information, But we'll get back to that. Some of this work was used to in developing the Kubark Counterintelligence Interrogation Manual, written in 1963 and publicly released in the late 1990s. The CIA research, much of it conducted through the MKUltra program, became the subject of concern within the CIA, the intelligence community, the Congress, and the public. Although, and this is one of those classic Brer Rabbit arguments. So just to finish that, although most documents concerning the program's work reportedly were destroyed in 1972. Congressional hearings in 1977 put a spotlight on the research and led to widespread criticism. So this is a classic illustration of the Brer Rabbit twist, duping the public into unwittingly supporting its own panopticon imprisonment. And I would offer as Exhibit A, again, what Francis Fukuyama wrote in Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution. And part three, what to do? What is to be done, dear comrades? What is to be done? In chapter 11, How Biotechnology is Regulated Today, he lets the cat out of the bag. Page 201, rules regarding human experimentation evolved in tandem with regulation of the drug industry in the United States and were driven forward in each instance by the revelation of scandal or atrocity. And then he lists several. And next paragraph, human subjects have been threatened not just by new drugs, but by scientific experimentation more broadly. And this research obviously falls under that rubric. The United States developed an extensive set of rules protecting human subjects in scientific experiments, largely because of the role played by the NIH, etc., etc. And he lists several more examples. These incidents led in 1974 to new federal regulations protecting human research subjects and national research. The National Research Act, which created the National Commission for the Protection of Subjects of Biomedical and Behavioral Research. Now we have the bioethics people, don't we? Like Fauci's wife, for example. These new laws laid the basis for the current system of institutional review boards. But these are independent agencies, aren't they? Accountable to no one, as Alan Greenspan reminded us. Now required for federal-funded research. Even now, the adequacy of these protections has been criticized. The National Bioethics Advisory Commission issued a report in 2001 urging new federal legislation creating a single, strengthened National Office for Human Research Oversight. But, you know, just another Soviet board is not going to do anything but institutionalize the problem more deeply. So Fukuyama reminds us in Our Post-Human Future, page 201, of, you know, as a conceptual illustration as pertains to the health and pharma medical industry, which is closely related, especially when you factor in work by folks like Donald Ewan Cameron. And, you know, whenever I mention his name, I always think of James Cameron. And there was a link that I found at one point, don't remember exactly where, but I always think I need to try to dig that back up. So obviously what Fukuyama mentions pertains to the subject of human experimentation. And one has to look no further than the experimental drug use that was done on college campuses, students unknowingly, you know, being subjected to this, to see the correlation. I mean, there are many more, obviously, but that, it's unbelievable. So, okay, pressing on, continuing on. We're headed into a break. Perfect. We will be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Oh!
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. The incomparable Vince Guaraldi. Is it me or was his death peculiar? It reminds me of Andrew Breitbart. You know, guy walks out of a bar in Menlo Park and at the ripe old age of 47, I think, wasn't it? Guaraldi dies of a massive heart attack. That's strange, I think. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's my Bader Meinhof playing tricks on me. Or maybe not. So what's the evidence? Well, next commentary. Educing information, the right initiative at the right time by the right people. Pauletta Otis. And she opens. And there's other interesting backdrops. So Pauletta Otis has been a faculty member at the NDIC, National Defense Intelligence College, and at this time was working with the U.S. Marine Corps Center for Advanced Operational Cultural Learning, which we'll come back to, Operational Cultural Learning. As both scholar and citizen, Dr. Otis has focused on the use of military force to prevent systematic violations of human rights during wartime, including the treatment of prisoners of war or detainees. So, interesting sort of backdrop. This calls to mind, in case I don't get back to it, a couple of things that Jimmy Dore has done. He's done some interesting stuff lately. Proof Call of Duty is a U.S. military psyop. That's common knowledge, I would say. But, you know, if you don't know, Alan McLeod proved it. It's really incontrovertible, if it wasn't already. And the other piece that Jimmy Dore did, this calls to mind, I mean, the Elon stuff, you know, again, referring to Alan McLeod's work, but oh gosh, what's the other one? And you have to wonder, I mean, I'm not naive. Why are these still on YouTube? Anyway, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.